Good afternoon and welcome to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Today is Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. I'm Senator Mia Costello. I'd like to welcome Vice Chair Senator Holland. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Senator Gray Jackson, welcome to the committee.
Thank you.
Senator Rivak is online and Senator Stevens is planning to attend. Oh, and welcome, Senator Rivak. I didn't want to excuse you from that welcome just because you're online.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'd like to thank the recording secretary, Carrie, and the LIO operator, Alan, for making this hearing possible for folks to call in and have it be recorded. The time for starting the meeting was 1:30, and today we have several bills on the agenda. The first bill is Senate Bill 69. This is the second hearing. This is introduced by Senator Rivak. It exempts renewable energy electric plants. We have closed public testimony on this bill and wanted to give the sponsor a moment to make any comments. The intention is to move the bill out of committee. So with that, Senator Rivak.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, I just really appreciate to you and the members of the committee for hearing this bill. And again, I just the bill in summary is an extension to an exemption for an additional regulatory burden for small businesses in the private sector. So essentially, we're the only state that has that additional regulatory burden, and so we think this has been working, and we appreciate you hearing it and your willingness to move it today.
Thank you. Are there any comments from committee members? Senator Gray Jackson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I thank you for the opportunity to make a comment regarding a letter that we got from Alaska Power Association. And as you know, they are a little disappointed that they weren't able to testify, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm very familiar with this organization, especially when I work for Municipal Light and Power, and I know that this organization represents many electric utilities. In addition to that, some of the comments and suggestions they are making are relative to Senate Bill 123, and I was a member of that committee, and so I think that the comments that they're making in regard to implementing changes relative to Senate Bill number 123 is very, very valid. But I'm hopeful that because the bill still has to go to the House, that the Alaska Power Association will have an opportunity to address their concerns at that level. And please, Madam Chair, keep in mind that I understand your reasoning for not wanting to reopen the public hearing. You don't want to set precedent, but I'm really pleased to know that this Alaska Power Association will have another opportunity to address their concerns at the House level before the bill comes to both floors for a vote. So again, thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Senator Rivak.
Thank you, Senator Gray Jackson. We've also been joined by Senator Stevens. Good afternoon and welcome. I did want to mention in response to Senator Gray Jackson's comments that I have been in touch with the bill sponsor. We are in receipt of a letter yesterday in opposition to this bill from the Alaska Power Association, and I am committed to following this bill along with the sponsor as it goes through the House. This is the last committee of referral, and unfortunately the association missed the public testimony, but it would not be fair for me to just open it back up again without allowing many others to do that. So we do have individuals online. If there are any questions, we have Noah Klein with Legislative Legal. We have Dean Thompson with the Alaska Power Association calling in from Reno. We have staff to Senator Rivak. We also have Senator Rivak online. We have Bob Pickett, who's the chairman of the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. And then we have Nicole Reynolds with the, she's the deputy director of the tax division calling in from Anchorage. All those folks are available for questions. Are there any questions of committee members? Senator Holland.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I was talking to Senator Rivak about this, and it's probably too late for this bill right now, but I would just like to think that maybe we can start considering if we're the only state in the union that right now has this restriction, that we should consider getting to the point where we can maybe remove it from all small businesses, not just the ones that produce renewable energy resources. But I understand that may not be the time for that right now.
Okay. Well, thank you, Senator Holland, for bringing that up. It's definitely something that the committee would be interested in pursuing. Are there any final questions from the bill sponsor? Oh, excuse me, Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There's somebody here online from the Alaska Power Association, and I'm not trying to get that person to testify by no means, Madam Chair, but I just want to make sure that they understand what the next process is in regard to this bill.
Thank you. So, Mr. Thompson, the process is that this bill, once it moves out of this committee, it will go to the Senate Rules Committee, as you may know. From there, it gets scheduled to the floor where there are amendments that are possible. If it does pass the Senate, it will go over to the House, and it will be assigned committees there, go through the process there. There's an opportunity on the House side, if it gets there, to look at the bill again. And the bill sponsor has indicated that he is willing to work with you on that process. So the legislature, of course, has the two bodies, and part of what makes us thorough is that it's a slow process, deliberative process. And I think we have the letter of opposition in the packet, and appreciate you taking the time and your association for taking the time to provide that letter to us.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Take a brief at ease. Senate Labor and Commerce Committee has been called back to order. Senator Holland.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move Senate Bill number 69 from committee, Senate Bill number 69, version alpha, from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Is there any objection to moving the bill? Okay, seeing none, Senate Bill 69, version alpha, moves from committee, and we will take a brief at ease to sign the documents. Welcome back to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Next on our agenda is Senate Bill 54. This was introduced on behalf of the governor It has to do with the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, water and sewer bonds, and transportation. This is the second hearing for the bill. The intention is to have public testimony and then look to the will of the committee. I did want to mention that the next committee for this bill is finance, and I see that Stacy Barnes is online with the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. Welcome, Stacy. I see you're online for questions, but I was going to offer you an opportunity to give a few remarks about the legislation since you're with AHFC. So welcome, Stacy.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. I am Stacy Barnes, and I'm also here with Brian Butcher, who is our CEO and Executive Director. So if you don't mind, I'd like to turn it over to him.
Absolutely. Welcome, Brian. Thank you for being available.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Brian Butcher, CEO, Executive Director of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, and we're happy to have this bill before you and think it can really help the state fund their budget in a difficult fiscal year. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions committee members might have.
Brian, do you mind giving a brief overview of the bill since many individuals on the committee have many committee assignments, and it would be nice to just have a brief review from you?
I'd be happy to, Madam Chair. What the bill does, Senate Bill 54, is it's authorizing legislation which allows the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to sell $101.63 million worth of tax-exempt capital project bonds, and the funds would be used to fund DEC and DOT federal match in the state capital budget for transportation and village safe water projects. And the debt service on the bonds, which are estimated to be 20-year bonds, would be paid for out of the corporation's dividend to the state, which has been over $40 million the last couple of years, and we believe has the capacity to pay between $6 to $7 million a year in debt service, depending on what the interest rates are at the point in which we go to market, anticipated to continue to be very low, the lowest in our generation, and so it's a good time to borrow money beneficially.
Thank you. And Brian, you had mentioned in a previous hearing that AHFC has a separate bond rating from the state. Is that correct? And is it AA plus?
Yes, Madam Chair, it is AA plus. We are weighed, and the general obligation of the corporation is viewed separately from the general obligation of the state of Alaska, and we are holding a AA plus bond rating.
Thank you, and I want to mention for the committee that we have Nicole Rich Reynolds online, the Deputy Director of the Tax Division, Rob Carpenter, who's the Deputy Commissioner of Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, Sharon Walsh, who's the Deputy Director of Corporation Businesses and Professional Licenses, and then, of course, Stacy Barnes, the spokesperson for AHFC, and Brian Butcher, the CEO. Are there any questions? Senator Gray Jackson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't have a question. I just want to mention that at the last hearing, I had asked for a list of the shovel-ready projects, and I just want to thank you for sending them. My staff told me that they're in my mailbox. I haven't had a chance to look at them, but I will. And again, thank you for sending those projects before we move this bill out of committee. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Senator Gray Jackson, would you like to take an at ease for us to get a copy of that list before we move it out?
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's 71 pages, and I don't want to hold up too much time because we have other things to work with, but I'm going to be looking at that list, and I hope that everybody else does too after this meeting is over, adjourned. But thank you for asking.
Brian, could you briefly describe the process that was used to come up with the list? I mean, I understand these are eligible for federal match, and so perhaps that was how it was crafted, but was there a process that you can explain to the committee and to Senator Gray Jackson?
Yes, Madam Chair. Through the chair to Senator Gray Jackson, this is Brian Butcher again. We worked with the governor's office and let them know after meeting with the credit rating agencies what level of bonds that we could fund. And at that point, our role was simply having them run it past us to make sure the projects would fit under the IRS requirements. And so we did not have any input on the choice. I know in talking to the OMB director, Neil Steininger, they said they emphasized a federal match that needed to occur as the best place they could see to put the funds. So even though it could be used for any capital project that qualified, that was the decision that OMB made.
Thank you. And Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If I can follow up, and I care about projects throughout the entire state of Alaska, but representing District I and Anchorage, I'm concerned about projects within not only my district, but Anchorage as a whole. Is it possible to tell me what the percentage of the projects for Anchorage are, just percentage-wise? Hello?
Yes.
Ryan, would you like an Eddie's, or are you able to answer that question as you pull out your calculator?
No, Madam Chair. That would be a question for Rob Carpenter of the Department of Transportation. We don't have the details on any of those lists.
Okay, thank you. So, Senator Gray Jackson, you're practically reading my mind because I was next going to go to Deputy Commissioner Rob Carpenter. And welcome, Rob. Thank you for being online. I, in addition to the question Senator Gray Jackson asked, I would be interested in knowing what percentage of the list deals with aviation, with statewide airports, and does that list include any funds for maintenance of the airports, or is it simply construction? And could you describe a little bit the nature of the aviation projects?
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair. Rob Carpenter, Deputy Commissioner, Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. Great questions. To Senator Gray Jackson's question, I don't have the percentage to Anchorage off the top of my head, but we will be sure to get back to the committee on what we're expecting the Anchorage share to be. I can say typically in a year, Anchorage would get roughly 50% of our STIP planning money. Statewide Transportation Improvement Plan funding, but I'm not sure about the aviation side. So, again, let me get back to the committee on that one. As far as the type of projects going for aviation, we're looking at all our rural airports, the AIP program, the Airport Improvement Program. The money comes from the Federal Aviation Administration, and it basically goes for rural airport construction type work, which can be runway resurfacing, apron expansions, that kind of thing, not necessarily for maintenance of the what we would consider maintenance like plowing, et cetera, of the airports themselves.
Thank you. Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As much as I love Anchorage, I think that the rest of the state should be known as well. So as long as we're computing this, how many of the projects, how much dollar is going to Anchorage, could you do an analysis of the rest of the state in that program?
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, we'd be happy to. We'll break out the whole, basically what we supplied Senator Gray Jackson was our next 2 years, what we have planned in our STIP, the Statewide Transportation Improvement Plan, which is, you know, federal required planning document. And we should be able to easily break that out statewide into some kind of regions or house district or something like that. We'll do that for you.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not sure about the question I'm about to ask, and I guess that's why I'm asking the question. But does any of this funding qualify? Does the Port of Alaska qualify for any of this funding?
Through the chair, Senator Gray Jackson, I do believe the answer to that is mostly no. This is our Title 23, well, the federal highway side, is the road sides are Title 23 eligible projects. Title 23 is a federal, the federal title guiding federal highway funding. And it's very restricted to highway maintenance. The port itself, I believe I was asked this question earlier this year, and the funding that could be used towards the port would be like leading roadways to and from the port and maybe some potential staging areas for freight, but that would be about it.
If I can follow up, Madam Chair.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you for answering the question because it's exactly what I thought, but, you know, I just had to ask. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And seeing no further questions, Senator Holland.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move Senate Bill number 54, version alpha, from committee with individual recommendation and attached fiscal notes.
Take a brief at ease. Senate Labor and Commerce Committee has come back to order. Senator Holland.
Madam Chair, I'd like to withdraw my motion.
Thank you, Senator Holland. So the motion has been withdrawn to move the bill so that we can open public testimony on Senate Bill 54, dealing with the issuance of bonds by the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation for safe and clean water and hygienic sewage disposal facility capital projects and transportation projects and repayment of the bonds and bond costs. Are there any members of the public wishing to testify on Senate Bill 54? Okay. Public testimony is open. Okay. Seeing nobody who wishes to testify, public testimony is now closed. Senator Holland.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move Senate Bill number 54 from committee. I move Senate Bill number 54 version alpha from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Is there any objection to moving Senate Bill 54? Okay, seeing none. So moved, and we'll take a brief at ease as we sign the paperwork. welcome back to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Next on our agenda is Senate Bill 55, introduced on behalf of the governor, related to employer contributions to the public employee retirement system. And this is the second hearing on the bill. We will have invited and public testimony today, and then we will look to the will of the committee. The next committee of referral is the Senate Finance Committee. So I want to welcome OMB Director Neil Steininger, who's here in person. Mr. Steininger, if you'd like to provide some comments on the bill, and just as we did with the previous bill, if you could briefly summarize what we've heard about this bill in the previous testimony for this.
Thank you. Good afternoon. For the record, Neil Steininger, Director, Office of Management and Budget. So to just briefly summarize the intent of the bill, it's the intent is to provide tools for the state to be able to change the financing on how we pay for the state's retirement obligations, to allow us to be able to share some of those costs with the federal government and other partners. The intent of this bill is to continue to fully fund our retirement obligations at the actuarial cost, and to continue to provide the same retirement benefits to retirees, both current and future retirees, and not to make any adjustments to those, simply to allow us tools for the financing of those costs.
Okay. Are there questions for Mr. Steininger? Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for being here. I remember seeing a chart, I don't know if it's in here, about the time we paid down an enormous amount of the unfunded debt, and it really has changed things. Is this a recommendation from your department that we can, that we view, that we visit that in the future to pay down that debt?
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, I think you're referring to the $3 billion deposit made in fiscal year 15.
Right.
And yes, that did do quite a bit to reduce the state assistance portion of that retirement payment going forward, since it's kind of creeped back up. That was a you know, pretty good future sinking decision made at a time when we had the resources available. Looking into the future, if there's ever a time where we have, you know, that amount of cash available to the state, you know, that's one of the places where it can have some impact on the state's finances. Right now, obviously, in the situation we're in, we don't really have a pot of $3 billion, but, you know, conceptually it is, there is benefit to that.
Madam Chair, so since this goes through your bailiwick, the Office of Management and Budget, you are not recommending any pay down this year then?
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, no. Our recommendation is to meet the statutory or the actuarial obligation, and to continue to do so. You know, that's kind of an imperative to the health of the fund itself, but not to make any large lump sum deposits in this year.
Thank you.
Mr. Steininger, are you aware of any opposition to this bill?
Chair Costello, none that's been expressed to our office, no.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just like to hear, again for the record, that there are no additional contributions that are going to be required from employees.
Through the chair, Senator Gray Jackson, thank you for the question and the opportunity to reiterate that there is no change to the employee experience. There's no additional contribution that any employee will have to make with this bill. It's simply addressing the state side cost.
And, Madam Chair, can I follow up?
Jackson.
And so the retirement contributions, the state and the employees will remain whole.
Through the chair, Senator Gray Jackson, that is correct.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Senator Stevens.
Just another question. So I know the community is always very concerned that we may ask them to pay a bigger share of, I think they're at 22%, is that right?
Through the chair, Senator Stevens.
Maybe you could remind us of how that works and if there's any, I assume there's no changes now, but could there be in the future?
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, you're correct. It's 22% is the amount of share, the cap on the share from communities. We're not seeking to change that. This bill only impacts the state of Alaska's portion, and there's no future plan to change that 22% for communities.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there further questions that committee members have? Okay, seeing none. I will go ahead and open public testimony on Senate Bill 55. Is there anyone online who wishes to testify on the bill? Is there anyone here in Juneau who wishes to testify or online? Okay, seeing no one, I will close public testimony for Senate Bill 55 and look to the will of the committee. Senator Holland.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move Senate Bill number 55 Alpha from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Is there any objection to moving Senate Bill 55? Okay, seeing none, so moved, and we will take a brief at ease to sign the documents. Good afternoon and welcome back to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Originally, we had scheduled Senate Bill 9, the Title IV rewrite, for this afternoon, but we are still waiting for an amendment in drafting. And so with that, there is no further business before the committee this afternoon. On our next meeting, we will hear Senate Joint Resolution 9, which is urging an exemption for the cruise ships. So with that, the meeting is adjourned.